When darkness falls, when worlds collide, when the icy grip of evil threatens the last free land, the fate of all shall rest in the hands of one.
Yes.
Nice abrupt ending there from everything. And spring / sun / winter / dread from 2015's Get to Heaven special edition of Not the American Prog Show with me, Brian Watson, again, hello, yes, floating the boat this week of the lovely chaps at the Progressive Aspect. We've got choices from the lovely Mel Allen, the lovely Roger Trimwith, the lovely Rob Fisher, the lovely Jez Rowden, and the lovely Bob Mulvey. We're going to play one of my choices first, though, because it is summer.
kids, it's way, way past the time. The thief left one is still far, far behind. His toy gun was lost, never to be found. If you come across the ocean, someday you might find. We're busy selling Sweden to Norwegian.
This is Fiona Phillips. You're listening to Progzilla.com with the scrumptious Brian Watson.
Starting route guidance to your destination. In 200 yards, turn left.
I walked this path with heart, but now the cracks are starting to show. I'm coming back to life, but I don't feel I'm coming home.
Just let it go. Let it fall. They say it like I could just let it fall. weight I carry could bring me down. Face the pain, you assume that I could visit that again.
Another abrupt ending in our first Float the Boat song, featuring songs that have excited the progressive aspect chaps, and that was Freedom to Glide with the track Exit Wound from the album Fall, selected by Mel Allen. Fair to say Mel likes the entire album, which he thought was beautifully written and arranged, quite uplifting. And I'd have to agree with him, despite darkish subject matter, melodic, a lot of dynamism. It's not a two-dimensional song by any chance. Impressed with the textures of the song, the melodies, and the heavier guitar riffing, which he felt gave the song an edge without losing its focus. And who am I to disagree? A very nice track to start our little feature with. Let's see what we're going to do next. Yes, Rob Fisher has chosen a personal favourite of mine from Frost's recent Falling Satellites album. He's gone for the left field choice of Tower Block, which I approve with. Not the American Prog Show approves this message. It's a bit different, I think it's fair to say, with dubstep, short staccato, arresting, powerful were all words that came to mind when Rob was describing it. Plenty of full-on synthesizer, sweeping vistas, anthemic choruses, all in the finest prog tradition. Lots of guitar, synth solos. Keep a listen out for about the 6 minute mark for the return of staccato, staccato 2, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. Lots of arpeggio layers and true to say, a prog wall of sound.
Been knocking down my tower block, the place where I grew up. When the walls start falling, I'm gonna be ready.
My stately home, cold fingers written from the land.
Gone, 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 gone. The height of life, time I've been true to.
abrupt endings on Not the American Prog Show, Tower Block by Frost from Falling Satellites, chosen by Rob Fisher of The Progressive Aspect. We're going now to have a listen to Jez Rowden's choice, a band called Afingen, a new one on me. They have an album out called Opus, and Jez has chosen the track Quicksilver. It's their sixth album, apparently, and they're from Denmark. They describe it as bastard ethno sound that they have. Mixes folk, world music, percussive rock in a classical style. Blends elements of Latin, Finnish, Spanish and German music. And it is, according to Jez, and I wouldn't doubt him because I respect his opinion tremendously. It makes for an exhilarating even feast. Sorry, get your glasses on, lad. Feast for the ears, eyes, nose, and throat. No, it doesn't. There we go. Thank you. In opposition from Italy there, with the emphasis firmly on rock, chosen by the progressive aspects Roger Tremworth. Eugen are the band, as I say, from Italy. The album's Death by Water, and that was clinically correct. Roger sums it up by saying it's probably the most complex piece of music you'll hear this year. Not going to disagree with you there, Rog. Excellent stuff. Final choice now from the Progressive Aspect Boys. Founder member of the site, an all-round lovely chap, Bob Mulvey, has chosen a track by a London-based quartet called Flux, who released their debut album a little while ago. Not too long but it came out of the blue for Bob. It's called Shadow Lines. We're going to play the title track. Bob sums it up by saying it's an eclectic mix fusing Indian and Western cultures in a delightful and intricate combination of classical and folk music. Very melodic, within a driving rhythmic framework. Sounds good. Let's give it a go.
Thank you. Someone's been in my own suite again. Two words. Moist flannel.
But when the moon was very low, but when the moon was very low, the slow clock is ticking. And the sound and the shadow of the poplar fell upon her head, upon her head, upon her head.
Okamoto from Sparksbeard. You are listening to the Progzilla podcast.
Thank you, Rio. Yes, just a little reminder there that we do have an American prog show. Next one's Sunday the 28th. From the top of my head, we've got some Bolus, Brian Scary, They Might Be Giants, Rush, Enchant, Third Degree, Circuline, Echolin, Mercury Tree, and loads more. That last track you heard was Summer's End by German band Frequency Drift from the excellent album Summer. We're going to finish up with The Last Rose of Summer by White Willow from the Sacrament album. All that remains for me to say is thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed this what may become a semi-regular event, the Float Your Boat feature. With the boys from the Progressive Aspect letting us know what is tickling their fancy progressively. Ta-da! Love ya!
failed me for the last time.
Please, I can keep failing you.